Lake Wobegon, summer 1956. The prayer of St. Joseph the Woodcarver. O my Lord God, almighty and everlasting, grant me a prayerful heart, even in the tumult of prosperity and all ordinary distress, give me words to address to thee, O great attender to misfortune. And when my spirit is defeated and my faith is an ash pit, yet grant me a silent prayer, O merciful, O giver of life, and creator of this day, this piece of wood. Summer night. Saturday night, June 1956, now the sun going down at 7:50 p.m. and the sprinklers swishing in the front yard of our big greenhouse on Green Street, big drops whapping the begonias and lilacs in front of the screened porch where Daddy and I lie reading. A beautiful lawn, new mown, extends to our borders with the Stenstroms and Andersons. The dog under the porch scooches down, pressing his groin into the cool dirt. A ball of orange behind the Stenstroms' house, flaming orange, shining in the windows as if the Mr. and Mrs. had spontaneously combusted because of a faulty fuse, a frayed electrical cord, or a box of oily rags in the basement. The shadow of their elm reaches to our...